Our first lesson comes from Psalm 130. Listen to these words. I cry out to you from the depths, Lord. My Lord, listen to my voice. Let your ears pay close attention to my request for mercy. If you kept track of sins, Lord, my Lord, who would stand a chance? But forgiveness is with you, and that's why you are honored. I hope, Lord, my whole being hopes, and I wait for God's promise. My whole being waits for my Lord more than the night watch waits for the morning. Yes, more than the night watch waits for morning. Israel, wait for the Lord, because faithful love is with the Lord, because great redemption is with our God. He is the one who will redeem Israel from all of its sin. Then from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we have these words. Be the best. Be the best in this work of grace in the same way that you are the best in everything, such as faith, speech, knowledge, total commitment, and the love we inspired in you. I am not giving you an order, but by mentioning the commitment of others, I'm trying to prove the authenticity of your love also. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Although he was rich, he became poor for our sake, so that you could become rich through his poverty. I'm giving you my opinion about this. It's to your advantage to do this, since you not only started to do it last year, but you wanted to do it too. Now finish the job as well, so that you finish it with as much enthusiasm as you started, given what you can afford. A gift is appreciated because of what a person can afford, not because of what that person can't afford, if it's apparent that it's done willingly. It isn't that we want others to have financial ease and you financial difficulties, but it's a matter of equality. At the present moment, your surplus can fill their deficit, so that in the future, their surplus can fill your deficit. In this way, there is equality, as it is written. The one who gathered more didn't have too much, and the one who gathered less didn't have too little. This is the word of the Lord. Oh, Paul. Here we have one of Paul's kicking the pants, I think would work. Kicking the pants chapters, where he is saying, I'm not going to order you to do this, but let me lay it on pretty thick. You know, y'all started this last year. You guys should really finish this. You know, I've been telling everybody about how generous you are. You wouldn't want me to be a liar, would you? I know I'm not lying about this. Here's Paul chiding the church to be the church. And it's one of these passages that right now I need to hear. Because lately I've been living a Psalm 130 faith. And not a 2 Corinthians 8 kind of faith. I've been crying out from the depths, Lord, hear my voice. I have been mired in those first two verses of Psalm 130. Every time I wake up and I check and I see what's going on in our world and I see what's going on in the church and I think about what's going on in my own life, and I just want to cry out from the depths, Lord, what is going on? But I need to be chided to remember the rest of Psalm 130, that the Lord is my Redeemer, and to remember that we are a people of enthusiasm. We are a people of enthusiasm. We are a people who have seen that there is always more than enough. There's more than enough grace. There's more than enough salvation. There's more than enough hope. There's more than enough love. There is enough. And when we feel like we don't have enough, there is someone out there, whether it be Christ or whether it be the person sitting next to you, who can show you there is more. It's why we are here this morning and not worshiping by ourselves someplace. We're reminded we're all on this journey together. We're all part of the family of God together. It's why Rachel showed us all those pictures of things that we do or and are involved with. I mean, why else would some church in Tennessee send people and money to Nepal? Why would we go to Tanzania? Why would we have a food pantry downstairs for people who are never going to show up in the pews? Or if they do so infrequently that, well, we're kind of shocked when it happens. Why would we do this if it doesn't seem like there's any gain for us? Because I would hope we're enthusiastic for Christ and Christ's message. We're enthusiastic for sharing the love that we have been shown. We're enthusiastic for what God has done and is doing. But it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it feels like we've just given and given and given and given and given, and we don't see anything out of it. And that's okay. We're human. We're going to be discouraged. It happens to the best of us. And when that happens, I hope something comes along and chides us, reminds us of all those things that we've said and sung. Reminds us of all of those things that we have been blessed with. It's interesting that our gathering hymn was "As the Deer," because that's the way I felt, panting for God. But then after we get through that call and that first hymn and that confession, the next one is, hear the good news of salvation. It's the answer to our panting. Is that good news of salvation? And our response to that is, Jesus Christ, how much I love you. And then to go and respond. I'm already looking ahead to next week. And that's a good thing, because the one response to all of this that I've been thinking of, the one response to or answer to all of this crying out in the depths and also of needing to be chided is the reminder of our baptisms. Next week we'll be baptizing.
So y'all come back now.
But it's a reminder, there's always enough right here. There's more than enough of this. There's always enough water and grace in Jesus. And when we get to those points where we are just parched and crying out, it is a reminder that God has given us abundance. God has given us so much that we can be overflowing with it. God has given us so much that it doesn't hurt us to share with others. Because there will always be more. There will always be more grace and salvation and love. There will always be enough in God's economy for us to get by and to give to others. There's always enough. It's what Paul is reminding the Corinthians. It doesn't matter if you think that you're going to be wiped out this month. God always has more. And when you're crying out of the depths, God calls back. Remember. 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 You're all a part of this great faith. You're all a part of this family. And we're all here for one another. So drink deeply of your baptism. And give greatly of your blessings. Because you can always come back for more. You can always come back for more.